"I'm not pleased, Ned," Robert grumbled. "By what right do you dare lay hands on my blood?" Cersei demanded. "Who do you think you are?" "The Hand of the King," Ned told her with icy courtesy. "Charged by your own Lord Husband to keep the King's peace and enforce the King's justice." "You were the Hand of the King," Cersei began, "but now—" "Silence!" the King roared. "You asked him a question, and he answered it." Cersei subsided, cold with anger, and Robert turned back to Ned. "Keep the King's peace, you say. Is that how you keep the King's peace, Ned?" "Seven men are dead." "Eight," the Queen corrected. "Trigar died this morning, of the blow Lord Stark gave him." "Abductions on the King's Road and drunken slaughter in the streets," the King said. "I will not have it, Ned." "Catelyn had good reason for taking the imp." "I said I will not have it." "To hell with her reasons. You will command her to release the dwarf at once, and you will make your peace with Jaime." "Three of my men were butchered before my eyes because Jaime Lannister wished to chasten me. Am I to forget that?" "My brother was not the cause of the quarrel," Cersei told the King. "Lord Stark was returning drunk from a brothel. His men attacked Jaime and his guards, even as his wife attacked Tyrion on the King's Road."
"You know me better than that, Robert," Ned said. "Ask Lord Baelish if you doubt me. He was there."